This is a summary of Israeli war crimes for the week ending 1 March 2006. Israeli occupation forces continue attacks in occupied Palestine and on Palestinian civilians and property. 8 Palestinians were killed by Israeli occupation forces in the Gaza Strip and West Bank. 3 of the victims were extrajudicially assassinated by Israeli occupation forces, 36 Palestinian civilians, an Israeli peace activist, and 2 international medical volunteers were wounded by Israeli occupation forces for their peaceful nonviolent demonstrations. Israeli occupation forces continued to shell Palestinian areas in the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces conducted 40 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and invaded Nablus and Balada refugee camp. Homes were raided and 60 Palestinian civilians, including 12 children, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. 4 homes were transformed by Israeli occupation forces into military sites. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine, especially in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces fired at Palestinian civilians waiting at checkpoints. Palestinian civilians have been prohibited from traveling from the Gaza Strip to the West Bank, and Israeli occupation forces have arrested 7 Palestinian civilians at checkpoints in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank and have started to construct the last section of the wall between Jerusalem and Bethlehem. Israeli occupation forces raised areas of Palestinian land in Salfit and Ramallah. Israeli occupation forces used force against Palestinian civilians demonstrating a nonviolent, peaceful resistance against the construction of the wall. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian communities located within the wall. Israeli settlers have also continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. A Palestinian shepherd was wounded when Israeli occupation forces raised areas of Palestinian agricultural land in the Jordan Valley. And settlers against international law continue to attack Palestinian civilians and property. For more information on these gross human rights violations and war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.